μας τρέχει ποτάμι το αίμα του εχθρού. Τις αμήνες τα παιδιά διώξανε το βασιλιά. Τις αμήνες στο καπέλο έφερε το βενιζέλο. Τις αμήνες στο σκουφάκι έφερε το λευτεράκι. Τις αμήνες στο καπέλο έφερε το βενιζέλο. Τις αμήνες στο σκουφάκι έφερε το λευτεράκι.
Of Glycaria. Moshe Morad was in Athens for World Roots. That programme, first broadcast last December, was produced by James Parkin. And there's more music from the Greek capital in World Roots at the same time, 10 o'clock next Sunday night. That's here on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock now, time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello. On today's show, a concert performance from an emerging talent on the UK jazz scene, trumpeter Laura Jurd and her quartet, recorded at this year's Brecon Jazz Festival. More from Laura's set later on the show. Also on the programme, I'll be joined by singer and festival curator Georgia Mancho in advance of her fourth Revoice Festival, an exciting fixture on the UK jazz calendar where Georgia presents established and lesser-known singers from around the world at the Pizza Express Jazz Club from the 10th to the 19th of October. Well, let's start the show with something new out on the Parisian label Heavenly Sweetness, a new and unexpected project by deep house maestro Charles Webster, who has teamed up with British arranger Peter Raitt. It's a lush big band album, which has a very 21st century electric feel to it on some of the tracks, which I think really works. The album's called No Lucky Days, and let's hear the waltz Storm Clouds.
Thank you.
From the new album, No Lucky Days, that was Storm Clouds by the Webster Rate Ensemble. And that album has just been released on the Heavenly Sweetness label based in Paris. And I love their strapline, spreading colourful music for the soul. Well, from Thursday the 12th of September through to Saturday the 28th of September, the studio space at Birmingham's Repertory Theatre plays host to the world premiere of award-winning jazz and hip-hop star Soweto Kinch's stage performance of his acclaimed album, The Legend of Mike Smith. Directed and choreographed by Jonesy D and inspired by The Seven Deadly Sins and Dante's Inferno, Soweto and a company of musicians, actors and dancers present the story of Mike Smith, a young, aspiring MC caught in a world of temptation where the boundaries of reality and fantasy collide. John Fordham, the jazz critic of The Guardian, says that the stage show should be something to behold. Well, let's hear a track from the ambitious double album, and this is The Healing.
Thank you.
Soweto Kinch with The Healing, taken from his latest CD, The Legend of Mike Smith. And you can see the staged performance of that double CD at the studio at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre from Thursday, September the 12th to September the 28th. Always pushing the boundaries, our very best wishes to Soweto for that run. We started the programme with some 21st century big band flavours. Well, let's rewind now to one of the masters of the big band, Duke Ellington. This is the title track from Afro Bossa, which was the first album produced by the Ellington Jazz Wing of Reprise Records, and sees the Duke pushing his supremely talented group, featuring names like Paul Gonsalves, Cat Anderson and Cootie Williams, to the limit. Let's hear Afro Bossa. Duke Ellington's Afro Bossa, and that album is out now on the Warner Brothers label. Well, next up, let's hear something from the new CD by the former BBC Radio 3 New Generation jazz artist, saxophonist Shebaka Hutchins. This new outing sees him exploring the Caribbean flavours of his background, having spent most of his childhood in Barbados. The album is produced by drummer Seb Rochford and contains highly danceable tunes mixed with the attitude and experiments of early Jamaican dub productions. On this track, Shebaka plays clarinet and a hypnotic bass line is played here courtesy of tuba master Oren Marshall. Well, the album is called Burn and this is the track Going Home.
Thank you. What should I call this happy madness that I feel inside of me? Some kind of wild October gladness that I never thought I'd see. What has become of all my sadness, all my endless lonely sighs? Where are my sorrows now? What happened to that frown, and is that self-contented clown standing there grinning in the mirror really me? I'd like to run through Central Park, carve your initials in the bark of every tree I pass for everyone to see. I feel that I've gone back to childhood, and I'm skipping through the wildwood, so excited that I don't know what to do. What do I care if I'm a juvenile? I smile my secret little smile, because I know the change in me is you. What should I call this happy madness, all this unexpected joy that turned the world into a baby's bouncing toy? The gods are laughing far above. One of them gave a little shove, and I fell gaily, gladly, madly into love. What should I call this happy madness that I feel inside of me? Some kind of wild October gladness that I never thought I'd see. What has become of all my sadness, all my endless lonely sighs? Where are my sorrows now? What happened to that frown, and is that self-contented clown standing there grinning in the mirror really me? I'd like to run through Central Park, carve your initials in the bark of every tree I pass for everyone to see. I feel that I've gone back to childhood, and I'm skipping through the wild woods, so excited that I don't know what to do. What do I care if I'm a juvenile? I smile my secret little smile, because I know the change in me is you. What should I call this happy madness, all this unexpected joy that turned the world into a baby's bouncing toy? The gods are laughing high above. One of them gave a little shove, and I fell gaily, gladly, because I know the change in me is you. What should I call this happy madness, all this unexpected joy that turned the world into a baby's bouncing toy? the gods are laughing high above. One of them gave a little shove, and I fell gaily, gladly, madly into love.
First up, you heard the Sons of Kemet playing Going Home from their debut album, Burn, which is out on the Name label tomorrow. And you can hear them playing live at the Dida Theatre in Derby on the 28th of September. Then we played something from Stacey Kent's brand new CD called The Changing Lights, and wonderful lyrics on the track This Happy Madness. You can hear Stacey singing at Ronnie Scott's in London from September the 30th to the 4th of October. Prolific UK saxophonist Martin Speak has a new double album out called Always a First Time, and it's prompted the Jazz Journal to hail it as intelligent, searching modern jazz with a clear, imaginative vision. The lineup is a trio consisting of Martin on saxophone, Mike Outram on guitar, and Jeff Williams on drums, and each track has been dedicated to a friend, a mentor, or someone who's inspired Martin. For this piece, pianist Simon Purcell in mind.
Thank you.
From the album Always a First Time, that was the track 15 Years Too Long, written for Simon Purcell by saxophonist Martin Speak. Martin was joined by Mac Outram on guitar and Jeff Williams on drums. And look out for the trio, who are on tour over the coming weeks. And they'll be appearing at the King's Place Festival at King's Place in London, which runs for 3 days from Friday the 13th of September to the 15th. And Martin is on at 6 p.m. on Saturday the 14th in the St Pancras Room. Why not make a real jazz night of it and stay at the beautiful venue that is King's Place and hear Ian Bellamy and Thomas Stronan's Food, who play across in Hall 2 at 9:45. This is Jazz Line Up on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Coming up next, I'll be speaking with vocalist and festival curator Georgia Mancho, who's put together the fourth Revoice Festival. And that runs at the Pizza Express in Dean Street in London next month from October the 10th to the 19th. And it's a great celebration of all things vocal, so very much up my street. And one of the international singers playing is Kevin Mahogany. Well, here he is truly demonstrating the great art of scat singing with his own composition taken from his album Old New Borrowed Blues. And it's I'm Still Swinging.
Some cats work from 9 to 5, change their life for a line of jive. Never had foresight to see where those changes had to be. Thought that they had heard the word, thought it all died after bird. We're still swinging. There are those who stayed around, came up with a brand new sound. You see, Miles would set the band to groove, 'cause music makes the people move. But not everybody got the word, thought it all died after birth. We're still swinging. Thank you.
Dave Stryker. Sound in your ear, but not everybody got the word about it all out after birth. We're still swinging. Now we've laid it out for you. So what are we supposed to do? Keep jazz alive, yes we can. Break new ground, that's our plan. But not everybody got the word about it all out after birth. Still swinging.
Yeah. I think he's still swinging.
The brilliant Kevin Mahogany with his own composition, I'm Still Swinging. And Kevin will be singing in the UK as part of this year's Revoice Festival. And I'm pleased to say Georgia Mancho joins me now. This is the fourth year now, so well done you. It's obviously a winning concept and formula.
Yeah, thank you very much. I don't think I imagined we would get this far. So I'm thrilled. And it's actually our longest edition. It's 10 days.
What did it used to be?
It used to be 9.
So no, it's another day.
But it started at 5. So, you know, we're double now. Mm. So that's pretty good.
Well, when it first happened, of course, you had Gregory Porter, and it was one of his first bookings. Of course, now he signs Blue Note Records. But you've obviously got an eye for emerging international talent. So do you really have to keep abreast of what's going on? When do you start thinking about booking singers?
I do really try and keep abreast, because there's so many great artists that keep coming up, and, you know, to keep a hold of everything is pretty hard. And, you know, obviously other people recommend, you know, artists, and someone like Gregory, it felt like he was just kind of coming onto the radar, and I just caught onto it very, very quickly. And it was actually his first UK booking. Mm. He then ended up coming to play before Revoice, but it was the first person. I was the first person to book him. So
brilliant. I
sent
you some nice flowers recently.
He didn't actually. Oh. Yeah, tell him when you see him.
Oh, well, definitely. So give me some of your highlights. I mean, I just played Kevin Mahogany. I've been a fan of his for a long time, and he's long overdue in the UK, isn't he?
He really is. Yeah.
Tell me a few more.
What I've done this year is brought back two artists who've played at Revoice before in very different guises. The first is Italian singer Barbara Raimondi, who played a couple of years ago with a Latin trio called Contigo en la Distancia, which was a beautiful, very stripped down, you know, Latin American project. So yes, this year Barbara's coming back with a completely different project. She's going to be doing a vocal version, basically, of Ornette Coleman's music, mainly from his Impulse period. And she's written some new lyrics and some vocalese. And it's a group featuring the wonderful sax player Tony Kofi. The other one is an Argentinian singer called Sofia Rey, who's based in New York. And she appeared last year with the John Zorn a cappella group, Micali, which was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And so she's coming back with her group. It's a trio. And it's very much a Latin project, but it's sort of new Latin music. It mixes in all sorts of, you know, Afro-Peruvian beats and Argentinian music and Colombian music.
Great.
But she's very much a jazz singer as well and has worked with some big cutting-edge names in New York. So she brings that side of things. It's not maybe, you know, the traditional tango, you know, experience that you would expect.
Brilliant.
Very interesting.
But Georgia, you're curating this. It's quite a big undertaking. I mean, who supports you? And are you, I mean, is this, you can't be doing this purely for love, surely?
I have to admit, it is a huge undertaking. And probably if I'd realised how big it was, I might not have been quite so gung-ho about it. But I do have a lot of support from Ross Dines at the Pizza Express Jazz Club. He really has been so instrumental in pulling Revoice forward, actually, and making it as long and you know, big an event as it is.
Well, it's actually on the map now of jazz events that happen in this country. I mean, this is a fantastic tribute to you. You're also going to be singing every night, not supporting, opening, really, setting the night up for these great artists. And you're playing with some amazing musicians from the UK. Tell us about the people you've chosen to work with.
Yeah, the opening act, if you like, is very important to me because obviously it allows me to have a creative input into the festival. And it's a personal, you know, event for me. It's kind of not just here I am, I'm the person who's curated the event and I've, you know, organised your hotels or whatever. You know, I like to meet these artists as a fellow artist and
absolutely
try and do an opening set that might, you know, somehow reflect what they're going to be doing or, you know, or
compliment
completely,
it.
Yeah, yeah, or completely contrast it. But so I do put a lot of thought into it. And, and as you said, there's so many great musicians that you can pick to work from. So this year, I'm cheated slightly and I'm doing a couple of nights with a couple of people.
Don't blame you. Really don't blame you.
But actually that's partly for the continuity, you know, of who you're supporting. So I'm doing a couple with Nikki Iles and a couple with Robert Mitchell, who I'm really looking forward to. We've never, ever worked together. And he did an amazing job last year playing in duo with Jaleesa Anderson. Mm-hmm. So I've seen what he can do.
He's a great pianist.
And then there's some more sort of different duos. One with the bassist Dave Chamberlain, which, you know, he's an incredible improviser. And, you know, I've actually never seen audiences react to bass solos quite the way they do to Dave Chamberlain solos. So I'm really looking forward to that one. And also a wonderful Italian accordion player and pianist that I've just met called Maurizio Minardi. So we're going to do some probably mainly Italian songs and
lovely
stretch that part of, you know, of what I do.
Always said that was one of your strengths tonight.
You did.
Always say. And someone who I've known for many years and love, of course, the great Jim Mullen. You're doing a duo with him where Carmen Souza is singing and we're just about to play a track of hers. Now, she sounds like so much fun. For start, she's chosen to sing Donna Lee, which is, you know, pretty brave. But so much sort of frivolity about her. And I mean, I wonder if she'll be like that on stage.
I think she will. I haven't seen her live, but I've watched a lot of, you know, YouTube footage and things. And she's unlike anyone I've ever really heard. I mean, we should say, you'll obviously hear in a minute, but Donna Lee in Portuguese, no less. So she's actually originally from Cape Verde, but based sort of partly here and partly in Portugal. And she sings in the Creole dialect of Cape Verde. And she mixes everything, really. Mm. And her, just in one phrase, her voice goes, you know, from sort of a Billie Holiday kind of purr to...
I just laughed out loud. I thought it was fantastic. Never heard anything like it.
And then she'll do a very traditional Cape Verdean song and it's completely different to what we're going to play now. Yeah, she's fascinating and she looks like she's going to be a really good performer and she's really taken off all around the world. She's performing everywhere.
Brilliant.
And still kind of maybe not so known here, but actually I think she played at the Purcell Room in the summer, so she's definitely on the way
great
up.
Great. Well, Georgia, I wish you all the best with this amazing 10 days you've put together. Let's hear from Carmen Souza, who's singing on Tuesday the 15th of October at the Pizza Express. You'll be doing the earlier set with guitar legend Jim Mullen, and this is Carmen's take on Donna Lee. Thanks for coming in and good luck with it.
Thanks very much.
Contenta a contar a história de senhorita que tava de uma dona Lia. Sai de casa, vai pra merda, deixa ser pra mão, mamãe. Deixa ser filha dela, tem o Kika. Tinha sapato, cá, tinha riqueza. Dona Lia agora é um senhor aqui, tá mada, tá desmada, tá essa aqui, todo mundo vive no seu rosto. É tá fazendo cigarra, dona Lia, e rainha de quintal. Espinha, mas as verdolegas, ganha Lia, pode arrumar na frente e ela tudo.
bato capaz que se escutar no cosquillas. Acabo de jogar, posso ser curado por isso e vou colar pra ver de merda. Pode ser caso bem difícil, mas o mídia ser superba, rainha da sequitana.
That was the track Donna Lee, sung by Carmen Souza, and was taken from her album Kacha Apada. And you can hear Carmen live on Tuesday, the 15th of October. And Georgia Mancho will be doing the earlier set with guitar legend Jim Mullen. And our very special thanks to Georgia for joining us and all our very best wishes for the Revoice Festival, which runs from the 10th to the 19th of October at the Pizza Express in Dean Street in London. And for more information on that festival, go to the link via the Radio 3 website. Time for a new release out now on Jazz Village from Ethiopian jazz legend and former jazz lineup guest Mulatu Astatke, featuring a stellar lineup which includes Alexander Hawkins on piano, Tom Skinner on drums, Byron Wallen on trumpet, James Arben on reeds, Richard Ulatunde Baker on percussion, John Edwards on bass, Danny Keane on keyboards and cello, and the master bandleader Mulatu Astatke on vibes. This is Asosa Derash from the album Sketches of Ethiopia.
Thank you.
arguably one of the most influential and legendary musicians from Ethiopia. That was Mulatu Astatke with Asosa Dirash, taken from his album Sketches of Ethiopia, out now on the Jazz Village label. So on to tonight's concert set, highlights by the Laura Gerd Quartet. The group were recorded at Brecon Cathedral as part of this year's Brecon Jazz Festival. Recorded on Sunday the 11th of August, the Cathedral hosted an array of concerts and events during the festival period, plus performances throughout the day by the John Sermon Trio, which we played on last week's show, and Quercus, which we'll play over the next coming weeks. Well, let's have a listen now to trumpeter Laura Gerd and her quartet, recorded at this year's Brecon Jazz Festival. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Elliot Galvin on the piano. Fantastic. Tom McCready on the bass. Corey Dick on the drums. This next tune is called No Man Is an Island. It's a setting of a John Donne poem. We don't have a singer with us this evening, so we'll just be doing a quartet version. But yeah, this is No Man Is an Island. Thank you. Thank you very much, Elliot Galvin on piano, Tom McCready, Corey Dick, Cam Roger, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Lady of Bruntál, recorded at Brecon Cathedral as part of this year's Brecon Jazz Festival, and that was the Laura Jerd Quartet. For all the titles played on tonight's programme, check out the Jazz Lineup playlist via the Radio 3 website. Well, that's almost the end of the show, but remember, plenty more jazz on Radio 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday night, and this week he has a session from Japanese quartet Gato Libre featuring pianist Satoko Fuji and guest guitarist John Russell. And on next week's Jazz Lineup, Julian Joseph presents the second instalment of a solo piano performance by pianist Leo Blanco, recorded at this year's Glasgow Jazz Festival. And to whet your appetite, here is Leo Blanco from his latest CD, Piano Forte and Waltz No. 5. Until next time, from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Hello from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, and welcome to a celebration of the country life in words and music, as might have been experienced by members of the Arcadian Academy, as it called itself, a circle of Roman high flyers from the early 18th century. Handel's on the pastoral platform here. His Serenata, Acis, Galatea and Polifemo was written in 1708 for a wedding of a Roman noble. Handel came back 8 years later to the same Ovidian subject for his better-known Masque, Acis and Galatea, written for his then English employer, the Duke of Chandos. But what we have here is his original Roman version in a performance from the 2011 Clara Festival in Brussels. Soprano Sunhe Im is Acis, contralto Sonia Prina is Galatea, and bass baritone Marcus Fink is Polifemo, with René Jacobs conducting the Berlin Early Music Academy. And the story goes something like this. The nymph Galatea and the shepherd Acis are in love, but their pastoral idyll is cut short when the jealous giant Polyphemus strikes the hapless Acis dead with a rock, and Galatea's response is to make her dead lover immortal by turning him into a babbling brook.
Thank you. suoi passi arrivi a ribaciare il mar d'arile che sui dati il mio fene quando lontan sull'io misero il par di quello rumo nel fido sen duro più rio se di perle un tesoro rugiato lo credi e te
posto il nuovo da troppe lene l'immonde la presentette e di tanto vendette vibra da lui suoi campi di fuoco